It's episode 148, and we've got plugins for widget attributes, lottery numbers, schema.org microdata, resume pages, and more. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode filled with technical joy. Ah. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Not so technically challenged, but glad to be here anyway.
So this is an enjoyable time. It's holiday season for everybody, and I hope you all down there south of the 49th parallel have had yourself some good holiday Thanksgiving season, because this will be out after Thanksgiving, I believe.
That's right. I will not even be in Southern California. I'm going to be somewhere else entirely, and I can't say yet where until I get home, because, you know, big secret stuff. But it'll be, let's just say, within a few miles of Automatic.
All right. That'll be lots of fun for you. Yeah. And don't forget, the usual top of the show notes. You can get the show notes at WP Plugins A to Z. And if you got a couple of minutes, drop in at iTunes. Or if you're listening to us on Stitcher, leave us a review or hit that thumbs up button. We'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. All the reviews count. And there are more and more and more WordPress shows coming out than ever. And it's very critical that we get everybody's feedback and everybody's high rating for the show so that we can maintain our constant orbit, let's just say, in the top three as far as rankings go. So we really appreciate that. And also want to remind you, the show is part of the regular rotation at WordPress Radio, which you can find at WPR.FM. And John, I've got a French-Canadian helping me with the app, believe it or not. So,
all right.
God, it's still going to work. Canadians. It's still going to work.
French Canadians do good work. We just love making fun of them over here on the West Coast.
I know, and he appreciates that too.
So, also, we don't have a whole lot of news, but I understand there's a lot of stuff happening in the WordPress world, and so we should probably see some exciting times coming in the end of December, beginning of January. So stay tuned for all the stuff that's coming your way.
Oh, yeah, we got 3.8 stuff coming. We've got 2014 theme that's going to be out. A lot of cool stuff coming out just around the bend.
All right, and what else we got? That's pretty much it. So let's just take it and dump it right into the plugin show. And plugin, reviews, whatever. Get my tongue working along with the technical glitches. All right, so first off, I have a couple of plugins, and the first one I've got here today is called Widget Attributes, and this is a very handy plugin. And I don't know, I know lots of developers, I myself included, there's times where I have to customize the look of just the widget in a sidebar. And to do that, of course, usually you gotta load up the page, go dig through the code, find the specific instance labeling for the widget, then go write your custom CSS for it. Well, this plugin saves you a lot of that grief. What it does is it adds a couple of spots in the widget that will allow you to easily assign an ID tag and a class tag, either or both. And you can use those ones that you assign to go write your custom CSS, so you don't have to go dig through the code to find what you're looking for. Mm. So it's a nice, simple way to get and create an ID tag, create a CSS tag, write your CSS, and customize that widget. So it's a great little plugin. It seems to work very well. I've given it a brief test on my demo sites, because I just discovered this, and it was brand new anyway, so... Anyway, give it a check out. It's called Widget Attributes, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Hmm. So what other instances just beyond CSS would that be used for? Is that strictly the case? Just for modification and aesthetics purposes?
That's all I've ever used it for. I'm not certain where else you would use it.
Okay, good. All right. Well, John, I've got a great new plugin that's just kind of an admin-only type of thing. It's called Log User Stats. And basically, it provides an ongoing activity log for users on whatever WordPress installation you've got. It displays total minutes, total number of logins, and average time on the site per login. So it does it for every one of your users on the site, regardless of what their access level is. And here's the nice thing, John, you can export all the stats to CSV.
Nice.
So you can look at them offline. You know, and this kind of stuff is, any statistic really, is pretty cool when it tracks engagement, and it helps you identify pretty much your most enthusiastic readers and the most, you know, popular contributors that you have. But it could also serve as an audit log for your site too, security-wise, to see who's been on the site for how long. So it's got kind of a cool dual-purpose result out of it. So I loved it. It's called Log User Stats. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That looks like that can be a very useful plugin. Now, question, do you know if it also tracks IP address logins?
It does not. It's merely in the where your user's list is. It just has three columns: minutes, number of logins, average login time.
Could also be useful if you're for keeping the IPs too, so you know who and where they're logging in from.
Sure. Well, we'll mention that to the developer, but also I think that this could also be used for you know, maybe contests or things like that. I don't know. I mean, what the value of that would be, but it's certainly good to see at least who's been active on the site. And I actually am going to try this. I didn't try it yet because this is a live site and I have to be very careful what I'm doing with it. But if I put it on a BuddyPress site, I can then see who really is active and who really doesn't log in whatsoever. So looking forward to implementing this one.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see. The next one I've got here is called Limit Login Countries. And reason this one's coming up, I'm actually doing a WordPress meetup group here at the end of the month where I'm giving a presentation on WordPress security and for the beginner to intermediate user and how to lock down their sites. So you'll probably hear several different plugins from me over the next few while of security for web, for WordPress. And this one here, Limit Login Countries, I discovered is relatively new, and it's kind of a nice one. What it allows you to do is either create a whitelist or a blacklist. And it uses the MaxMind GeoIP database, which is a pretty decent GeoIP database. And you can lock out access to your website for login purposes via country. So you can either limit it, say they can only log in from the United States or Canada or Australia, or you can blacklist all the rest of the countries in the globe. So it goes either way. So it can be very useful, and I've just started to test it out to see how it works. Now, the one thing they do warn when you're setting it up, be careful, you can lock yourself out, but they do give you a way to get back into your site if you accidentally lock yourself out. They say, you know, copy this and paste this into your WP config file, and it'll get you back in.
Yeah, a man without a country.
Yeah, you can lock yourself out of your WordPress site, no way in. So anyway, this is a pretty nice little plugin. It looks to be a pretty decent security plugin, and it looks like it might not interfere with other ones, but add an additional layer of security. So give it a check out, Limit Login Countries, and I give it a rating of 4 dragons.
Nice. I'd like to make a website where I limit it to only like one crazy little Pago Pago country can get in. It's like a ship in a bottle. I'm just going to leave them one message. Hey, email me if you're from Pago Pago. I've been waiting for you forever. What a great experiment that would be.
That would be an
See what kind of letter you get from all, you know. From
see like what you get, a message in a bottle floating through the internet sea.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Well, John, you know, you have talked in the past, and I've talked in the past, about different things that hook into schema.org. You brought in a local business widget. I think I had one that worked for plumbers or something like that.
Right.
Now I found one that is basically, it's the whole thing in one shot, and it goes straight from the schema.org microdata. It's called the Organization Schema Widget. And essentially what this does is it gives you two different options. Okay, let's talk about what schema.org is first.
Okay.
Back in 2011, Bing, Google, and Yahoo implemented this kind of alternate set of microdata or metadata, if you want to call it that. It's just like, you know, keywords, tags, the kinds of things that we use. But instead, it does things like the founder. When was the company founded? What's the service industry code of it? What type of business is it? Is it educational, government organization, local business, NGO? Is it a band? Is it a sports team? Information like that. And you actually are encoding that microdata within your site. Now, here's how it works. This plugin, excuse me, this plugin will enter all that, you can enter all this information into the widget, but you have the choice whether you actually want to display that data or not. So you can use this as a contact widget on the side and have some of this information like your address, phone number, all that, or just choose to not display it, but still embed it within the backend content as microdata. Now, that's the first time I've ever seen a plugin do this. So it's really, really slick. Now, the one problem is it's limited to its own field sets, and I can't pull things like some of the really, really intricate schema.org microdata for businesses. So that's got a little bit as far as, you know, ways to go. So I gave it a 4 out of 5. I had to take 1 point off because of the fact that it doesn't include all of the fields. But otherwise, this is a pretty outstanding plugin. And anybody that is running any kind of business site that you tie your address in, you should be doing these things. It's not something that Google or Yahoo or Bing are using as a favorable index now. But things like Google Places and Yelp and Foursquare will eventually just pull all of this data in based on what you've got in your website. So I don't know how many times you've seen it, John. I've seen client stuff completely inaccurate before on Google Places.
Oh, and yeah. Happens
all
lot.
That. Well, you almost have no control because it's like, who's controlling this? What website guy that you hired 4 years ago is, you know, decided he'd do you a favor and sign you up for this with the wrong phone number or the wrong keywords or whatever.
Or phone numbers change, things change.
Exactly. So this way, they are using the website as kind of the main conduit for this data. And they'll pull from your site rather than relying on third-party information. So check it out. Gave it a 4 out of 5. It's called Organization Schema Widget.
Very nice. It could be very useful for a client I'm working with right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the final one I've got today is what everyone dreams of. Let's win the lottery, right?
Oh, I thought it was the laziest plugin that would do all my content for me and bill my clients.
No. What it is, this is just a simple little toy. It's a lottery number generator. You take it, you install it, you copy the short code, paste it into a page, and it creates a little spot that when you click it, it produces you 6 lottery numbers, real quick and simple. It's not a whole lot of use, just a toy, but I thought it was fun. And for those that want to play the lottery and don't want to pick their own numbers, hey, this one's for you. So give it a check out. It's called Lottery Number Generator, and well, not a lot of use. So good plugin, built okay, so we give it a 3 dragon rating.
Yeah, MarcusCouch@gmail.com is where you can just PayPal me your money instead of playing the lottery.
Well, you know what they say about the lottery, right? It's a tax on stupid.
Yeah, well, I got taxed the other day. My wife sent me in to check all the tickets that she got, and I went through time after time after time going through the little scanner. We won $1 out of, I don't know, $50. So I learned my lesson.
That's okay. It happens.
Yeah, well, if you don't win the lottery, here's a plugin you might be able to use. It's called Resume Page. And this does one thing. It turns any page into a resume page. Now, this is especially cool for developers and programmers out there because it not only has kind of a traditional resume layout and gives you all the stuff as far as links and different design options for CSS, but it also has a pretty cool option to kind of mod it from a child theme perspective, kind of a resume child theme that you can make from this. And it also has a part where if you're a programmer, you can tie directly into GitHub and it self-updates all your GitHub projects. Thought that was really cool.
That is nice.
So You know, I wanted to make a resume for somebody that I'm just trying to help out and help get a job. And I thought, you know, why just make a PDF? Why not make something really cool that has, you know, some links to projects that they've done and is more interactive than just, you know, print on a page. So I thought this is a really great, you know, way to do it. And it's a simple plugin to use. It's got a lot of functionality. And I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That'll be very useful for those, especially if you don't win the lottery. You're definitely going to need a resume.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Install both. Do both. You know, both ways.
You never know. Somebody here in Victoria won the $25 million lottery last week. So
nice.
And you know what the best thing about the Canadian lottery is? Is if you get it, you actually get to keep that entire $25 million.
Really?
There's no tax on it. That's the best thing about winning the lottery up here. You don't have to pay 50% out to the government.
That's nice. I'm still not moving there, though.
I'm not encouraging you to move there. I want you to stay south. It's nice.
Good.
It's nice up here. Come up for the beer and then go back.
You got it.
All right. So that's pretty much all we got for you this on this episode here. And I hope everyone's had themselves a wonderful turkey day down there and not lazing around too fat and heavy from all that tryptamine, or what's it called?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's tiring. It's exhausting. Thanksgiving is a process. This is a complete weird American holiday. So, and today, Friday, is known as the party day. So,
oh, it's Black Friday down there too, right? You know?
Yeah. So this is like the biggest American party weekend next to New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it also makes the news here when everybody's storming all the stores down there.
Yeah, no kidding. Stampede time. It's crazy.
All right. So one last thing, a little commercial. Don't forget, if you need WordPress hosting that is reliable, check out Green Geeks Hosting and save yourself $30 off their hosting plans by using the coupon code plugins, PLUGINS, and get yourself some fantastic hosting for your website.
And if you are sick and tired of going through, you know, the office supply store, getting in line on Black Friday and paying all these crazy prices for ink, well, then use my code PLUGIN123 at 123 Inkjets and save 10%. Don't be an idiot and pay $15 a pop. Get them as low as $4 a piece at 123inkjets.com.
All right, and just a couple of reminders. Don't forget, stop in at the iTunes Store, Blueberry.com, VOA, or Stitcher Radio, and leave us a rating or a review, or if you're listening on Stitcher, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We would really appreciate that.
Totally. And let's see, where can they find us, John?
They can find me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or if you need emergency support, check me out at wppro.ca/emergency or email john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. And here's some news. Make sure you check out the new show that I'm doing called Industry Night. It's not as cool as this show, but it's just 10 minutes of me talking to somebody else who made a plug-in. Pretty nice, though, because I mixed it to make it sound like we were in a bar. So wishful thinking on my part, but anyway, check it out. It's called Industry Night. It's at wptavern.com. And as always, you can find me at WordPress Radio, WPR.FM.
All right, and that's all we got now for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh